the noontime news on this Wednesday, April 24th of 2024. Good afternoon. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines, conservative Supreme Court justices appear skeptical that state abortion bans that took effect after the sweeping ruling overturning Roe v. Wade violate federal health care law, even during some medical emergencies. The case heard Wednesday will determine when doctors can provide abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans enacted after the Roe v. Wade ruling. The case comes from Idaho, which is among 14 states that ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with very limited exceptions. The Biden administration argues federal health care law says hospitals must be allowed to terminate pregnancies in rare emergencies when a patient's life or health is at serious risk. Idaho contends that goes too far. President Joe Biden has signed into law a $95 billion war aid measure that includes assistance for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other allies. The Democratic president reached the end of a long, painful battle with Republicans to secure urgently needed replenishment of aid for Ukraine, but significant damage has been done to the Biden administration's effort to help keep Ukraine and repel Russia's invasion during the months-long funding impasse. Even with the new weapons and ammunition, it's unlikely Ukraine will immediately recover after months of setbacks. Biden says the legislation will make the world more secure as the U.S. supports its friends fighting against terrorists and tyrants. And U.S. officials say Ukraine, for the first time, has begun using long-range ballistic missiles striking a Russian military airfield in Crimea and Russian troops in another occupied area overnight. The strikes come about a month after the U.S. secretly provided the weapons so Ukraine could strike targets up to 190 miles away. One U.S. official says the delivery of the Army Tactical Missile System, known as ATACMS, was approved by President Joe Biden in early March, and that the U.S. included a significant number of them in a $300 million aid package announced at the time. And a New Jersey woman who was near death has received a transplanted pig kidney, part of a dramatic pair of surgeries that also stabilized her failing heart. Doctors at NYU Langone Health say 54-year-old Lisa Pisano is recovering well. She is the second patient ever to receive a pig kidney. The first, a man transplanted last month in Boston, also is faring well. Pisano was far sicker, suffering a combination of heart and kidney failure. It's the latest in a string of attempts to make animal-to-human organ transplants a reality. And Columbia University has averted another confrontation between students and police, but the situation remains tense. Campus officials say they will continue talks with pro-Palestinian protesters for another 48 hours. University President Manoush Shafiq had set a midnight Tuesday deadline to reach an agreement to clear the encampment, but at 3 a.m., the university extended that, saying it was making important progress. Student protesters had committed to dismantling and removing a significant number of tents. The New York Ivy League University said in a statement, standoffs also continued at other universities across the country, and new encampments were popping up. That is a look at the world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Brian Frisk, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
A beautiful day shaping up in Crookston and throughout northwest Minnesota. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, and our temperature is at 55 degrees, a northwest wind of 5 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is at 30.19 inches, and that is down a tick since 11 o'clock. And again, we have sunny skies, 55, with a northwest wind of 5 miles an hour. The forecast for today going to continue to be a beauty. We have sunny skies, a high near 65, southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly clear, a low around 42, southeast winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to over 20. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week, into the weekend, also early next week, with some more chances of much-needed precipitation. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Now taking a look at the state news. Republicans are demanding State Senator Nicole Mitchell resign as she faces charges of breaking into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. But Carleton College analyst Stephen Shears predicts fellow Democrats will not pressure Mitchell to step down.
The DFL agenda gets stalled when you have a tie vote in the state Senate, which is what would result if she were not in office. It would have big implications for state government over the next month.
Shear says a conviction would increase pressure on Mitchell to resign, but that's not likely before the end of the legislative session in under a month. Rain and cooler temperatures statewide are forecast Friday into the weekend, but Leanne Langberg with the Interagency Fire Center says it will take some measurable events to pull out of a dry condition that have settled across the state of Minnesota. Langenberg says, although drought has eased around the metro area,
from about Brainerd, and then if you head northwest through the upper and lower Red Lakes on up to northwest Minnesota, we're still in fairly severe drought conditions.
Southern Minnesota is dealing with dry conditions also. Just one example, Brown County has burning restrictions in place today, with temperatures expected around 60 degrees and wind steady at 25 miles per hour. Langenberg is urging all Minnesotans to keep up to date on burning restrictions because fire spreads quickly before green-up. She says if you see a wildfire, get to a safe place and call 911 immediately. Campus police have arrested 9 students on the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities. The arrests were made after student protesters refused to leave an encampment they had set up to demand divestment from companies that support Israel. The incident has led to hundreds of students walking out of classes supporting the arrested protesters. Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar visited the campus last night and admired the students' bravery and courage. The university said that while officials respect free speech and lawful protest, the students arrested were violating campus policy and state law. Anoka County authorities are investigating the deaths of 2 people in Lino Lakes. Officers were doing a welfare check Monday afternoon when they found a man and a woman dead in the home. Deputies say there's no known threat to the public and the incident is still being investigated. The State Patrol says it was reported at 7:03 p.m. on Highway 12 near Kandiyohi County Road 1 east of Pennock that a Ford Explorer SUV driven by 69-year-old Joyce Knockleby of Benson was westbound and a Jeep Wrangler driven by 45-year-old Douglas Robinson of Waseca was eastbound when they collided. Riding in the Explorer was 83-year-old Llewellyn Knockleby, and both he and Joyce were dead at the scene. After the collision, the SUV ended up on its roof. A helicopter landed at the scene to take Robinson to the St. Cloud Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And according to law enforcement officials, an incident of shoving that took place between two residents of an assisted living facility in Hugo last month has been ruled as a homicide. On March 11th, 75-year-old Linda Steen was pushed at Good Life Assisted Living in Mee, resulting in a broken hip. She was then placed on hospice and unfortunately passed away on March 30th. Authorities are now seeking the public record of 74-year-old resident who is suspected of shoving Steen. No arrests have been made. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports right after this.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Now taking a look.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the...
Now taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday. It was high school baseball. Roseau beat Crookston, as you heard right here on KROX, by a score of 5-1. In the game for the Pirates, Parker Kelly was 1-for-1 with an RBI and a walk. Blake Melsha was 1-for-2 with a double run and a walk. And Jay Reese was 1-for-4. Crookston only allowed, both teams only had 3 hits. But it was a combination of 9 walks in the game that cost the Pirates. Then in the second game, Crookston bounces back. The offense warmed up. They had 12 hits in the game. They scored 11 runs, and they beat DeRozo 11-5. For Crookston, offensively, Blake Melsha was 3-for-4 with 4 runs batted in, 3 doubles and 2 runs. Lucas Miller was 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and a run. And Grayson Ecker was 2-for-3 with 4 runs, 2 walks, and an RBI. Crookston is now 3-3, or 2-2 on the season. And on the sports scene, also in baseball, JV, Roseau beat Crookston 13-2 and 12-2. And in junior high middle school baseball, it was Grand Forks beating Crookston 11-4 and 16-0. In the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they beat Phoenix 105-93 to take a 2-0 lead in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. The Twins, they come from behind, get a walk-off win over the Chicago White Sox 6-5. Pirate softball, they were supposed to be at War Road yesterday for a doubleheader. That was postponed to May 14th. Pirate girls golf, they hosted the Crookston Invitational. Crookston won the meet with a 403, 3 strokes better than Roseau. Crookston's Addy Fee was the medalist with a 91. Boys and girls track, Crookston girls finished 4th out of 5 teams at the Thief River Falls Frozen 5 meet. It was won by West Marshall. Chloe Bull was 2nd in the pole vault, and her sister Grace Bull was 2nd in the triple jump. The boys, Crookston finished 5th out of 5 teams. It was won handily by East Grand Forks. Pirate Jaden Mulvey finished 5th in the both the 800 and the 1600 runs. On the sports scene for tonight, we'll have Twins baseball as they take on the Chicago White Sox again. 6 o'clock will be the pregame show. 6:40 will be the first pitch. And in college baseball, UMC has a big doubleheader this afternoon at St. Cloud State, 1:30. That will get underway. And softball, UMC takes on UND at 3 o'clock in Grand Forks. That is a look at the sports. All the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs.
With a healthy breakfast, Hugo's Family Marketplace has Eggland's Best Large White Eggs on sale, 2 dozen for $4. Hugo's Premier Choice Country Style or Italian Sausage Ground Pork is $2.49 a pound. Select Mr. Dell's hash browns, 2 for $7, and pints of fresh blueberries, 2 for $6. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
My name is Curtis Ellison. I'm the Polk and Ridley County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Ridley County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Ridley County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Now taking a look at the local news, the Polk County Commissioners met earlier this week at the Polk County Government Center, actually yesterday, and received the final financial report from the 2023 fiscal year. Polk County Finance Director Ron Dennison presented the report to the commissioners, which included all the major budgeted items for 2023. The total expenditures for Polk County was $82,152,742, and the total revenue came in at $81,649,982. So it was a, well, they were in the positive of $500,000. Significant portions of expenditures went to items such as the General Fund, Polk County Highway Department, and the Social Services Fund. The county gained large sums of revenue from tax dollars, federal and state aid, public safety, and environmental services. The commissioners were informed that the county has nearly $11 million left through unreserved earnings on investments and American Rescue Plan funding. Dennison explains that the commissioners can use the additional funding to cover the deficit and for budgeted items that may have come up short in 2023.
Pretty much whatever the county administrator and board would like to spend it on, with the exception that a significant amount of that money is in the ARPA funds and also the capital improvement bonds, which do have specific requirements for how they're spent.
The ARPA funding left over as of December 31st, 2023, was $2.4 million, which Polk County has committed $500,000 for the West Polk Water and Conservation District to construct an additional water main. Dennison gave his thoughts to the commissioners regarding the financial report and believed the county is in a good spot financially.
Well, I think so. We did well under budget. That's always a good thing, I guess. I mean, you know, as depends on how conservative you want to be, maybe we should budget less, right? If you can get by with, you know, 5 or 10% less. No, I think we did well. You know, it means that our funds are in good shape, and it means that we budget to where we are within our means, you know.
The presentation was strictly informational, and the commissioners did not take action for the item. To view the full financial report packet, go to KROXAM.com. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the April 16th meeting. It also included the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $430 for the office area thermostat for the Polk County Facilities Department. The Polk County Commissioners will meet again on Tuesday, May 7th at 8 a.m. at the Polk County Government Center. The city of Crookston's annual spring cleanup officially ended on April 19th. The city would like to remind all residents to remove all remaining items from the berm by April 25th. Please note that compliance checks will be conducted and letters will be sent out April 29th. If there is any violation of the policy, the city of Crookston thanks you for your cooperation. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of Nikita Nick Oskin, 56, of Crookston, for counterfeiting currency. On the obituary desk today, we have Ethel Waller, 104, of Halstead, formerly of Crookston, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, November 29th, at Halstead Living Center. And Ethel Mann was born March 17, 1919, in the district of Bassand, Alberta, Canada, the daughter of Charlie and Amelia Mann. Ethel lived in Canada, North Dakota, for her first 6 months of life. Ethel married Lloyd V. Larson and was a housewife until Lloyd's death, January 24, 1970. March 20, 1975, she was united in marriage to Chester Waller of Crookston. They made their home in Crookston until Ethel entered the Halstead Living Center in 2011. Sadly, April 24, 2019, Chester passed away. Loving family members who survive Ethel include sons of Vernon Larson of Neillsville, Bruce Larson of Neillsville, daughter Connie Strand of Shelley, stepchildren Danny Waller, Sue Sogard, Todd Waller, 15 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, and a sister-in-law, Marlene Kaler of Climax. She's preceded in death by her parents and stepfather, husbands Lloyd Larson in 1970 and Chester Waller in 2019, son Brett Larson in 1992, daughter Karen Ann Diedrich in 2022, son-in-law Kenneth Diedrich in 1998, brother Elmer Bernard Mann, and sisters Mabel Wallen and Claire Wege. In lieu of flowers, memorials are preferred to the Halsted Living Center, Hospice of the Red River Valley, or the Sundet Cemetery Fund. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, May 4th at Halsted Living Center in Halsted. Visitation will be from 12:30 to 2, also at the Halsted Living Center. Interment will be at the Sundet Cemetery in Rural Climax. Arrangements are with the Dahl Funeral Home of East Grand Forks. And that is a look at our local news items. We should remind you that yard waste and branch collection in Crookston is being collected this week. All residents should have had their yard and branch stuff for collection out on the berm already. And community members are invited to join Riverview Health Senior Life Solutions Program for an open house today until 2 p.m. at Riverview's Crookston campus at 323 South Minnesota Street. Please use door 5. This program is designed to meet the needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, who are experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. For more information, call 218-281-9559. Now moving on to the weather. We have a beautiful day shaping up right now in downtown Crookston and throughout northwest Minnesota. Right now we have sunny skies, 57 degrees. We have a west wind of 5 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.18 inches. Again, sunny skies and 57 right now in downtown Crookston. The almanac for yesterday, we had a high of 59 and a low of 34. We did have just under a tenth of an inch of rain here at the KROX studios early yesterday morning. On the almanac numbers for today, the average high is 58, the average low 35, the year-ago high 45, year-ago low 28. It was a hot one in 1891 on this date. The record high was 83, again set in 1891. The record low, 16 degrees, set in 2021. The sun rose at 6:21. The sun will set at 8:29 for 14 hours and 8 minutes of daylight. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon. It'll be sunny, a high near 65, southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, mostly clear, a low around 42, southeast winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to over 20. Then Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 70, south-southeasterly winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to over 40 throughout the day. Then Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 50, breezy with southeast winds of 20 to 25, gusting as high as 40, and less than a tenth of an inch possible. Then Friday, showers mainly after 1 p.m., high near 57. It'll be breezy, southeast winds of 15 to 20, gusting up over 30, a 90% chance of rain on Friday. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. Then Friday night, showers, lows around 43, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour, a 90% chance of precipitation, and between a quarter and a half an inch possible on Friday night. Then on Saturday, showers likely, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 53, north winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30, and a 60% chance of rain on Saturday. Then on Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 50, and northeast winds of 15, gusting up to 25. For Sunday night, a 60% chance of precipitation with lows around 35. Monday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a high near 52, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. And then on Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny, a high near 67, south winds around 10, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. That is a look at the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 57 degrees, and the forecast calls for a high right around 65. So enjoy a beautiful day here throughout Crookston and the Red River Valley. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by our friends at Polk County and Red Light County Veterans Affairs, Hugo's Family Marketplace, Prue Refrigeration and Heating, Riverview Health, American Federal Bank, and Grand Cities Monument. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.
Mealtime.